from KQED.
The FDA has added Valley fever to a priority list that should give a boost to researchers fighting this mysterious fungal disease. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
Valley fever is caused by breathing in tiny fungal spores that live in the soil. Bakersfield and dusty parts of the Central Valley are hotspots, along with Arizona. Valley fever can cause chest pain, joint aches, and other chronic problems. And while there are treatments to slow the disease, there's no cure.
It would be a very good thing if we had a medicine that would kill it.
That's Dr. Michael McLean, public health officer for Kings County. Since Valley fever isn't a nationwide problem, it's gotten little federal attention. And that's been frustrating to Central Valley health officials. Now, after pressure from a bipartisan congressional task force, the FDA will expedite review of potential Valley fever treatments and vaccine drug applications.
This gives more hope.
Hala Einstein was infected with Valley fever as a child, and she now works with a Bakersfield foundation that raises money for research on the disease. Her father, a physician and leading Valley fever expert, worked tirelessly for the development of a vaccine.
It's not known by too many other doctors and in too many other places, which can be a terrible problem if you happen to drive through the Central Valley on your way back to Minnesota, where they're never going to diagnose you properly.
But with the FDA raising Valley fever's profile, Einstein hopes more doctors will recognize the disease and speed up a cure. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.